Edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we started the show out by telling just an awful story of government-initiated aggression against a peaceful man just living out life on his own property. And that led to a discussion about property taxes and whether or not there is, in fact, an obligation of any sort to pay them. And as our last caller pointed out, there is no real obligation. It's just sort of an implied thing. And so I'd like to make it clear that I'm not interested in consenting to their implication anymore. And their own government documents say, especially here in New Hampshire, where we do the show from, the very first sentence in the Constitution is that government's by the consent of the governed, and that it's founded in consent. So what happens if those who are part of the government or interest or like operating in this government paradigm withdraw that consent? What will happen? This is what I would like to determine. Are we in fact dealing with, which all the evidence points to this, are we in fact dealing with a group of men and women calling themselves government simply ruling by the threat of violence over other people? Or are we dealing with an organization that is actually voluntary? Is it a voluntary association of consenting individuals? And I've actually asked these questions of the local Keene government here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've yet to get a response. I asked them some very simple questions. I'll just enumerate them here. And if you want to answer them for me, I'd love to hear from you. Number one, factually, what are the city of, fill in your city, okay? Whatever. What is the city? What is that?
It's a municipal corporation.
What is the... you're not supposed to answer the question. And what is the state of wherever you live? Number two, do the group of men and women calling themselves the city have authority? If so, what are the origins of, and how did they get that authority? Four, is your government a voluntary association of consenting individuals? And five, do you believe you have the right to aggress against those who don't consent to your government? Now, the government people here in Keene haven't answered my question, so I think I'll go in next week and talk to their tax collector and see if she'll answer those questions in person. I wonder what she'll have to say. You know, I think I'll bring a video camera along to find out.
Get out of my office. I feel the questions you're asking me are threatening.
All right, let's go to your phone calls here. People have been waiting very patiently, including John in New Hampshire. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello?
John in New Hampshire.
Hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we got a few people calling in that think that just like, and I'm sympathetic to these folks like Brian and the fellow that followed him. Because I used to think that way, too, and, you know, it takes a little while to get the indoctrination out of your head. Keep listening to Free Talk Live and, you know, read some books and do, you know, free your mind and your ass will follow, as they say.
Mm.
There's a lot of people in this country and, in fact, all around the world think that the governments are protecting them. The question is, I suppose, what is a terrorist? Isn't the kind of the definition that it's someone who uses violence and the fear of violence to affect social and political change?
Pretty much, yeah. As I understand it.
That's kind of weird. Sounds to me like that's what government does.
Totally fits the definition. Absolutely.
So from top to bottom, it seems to me, whether it's your local government or your national government or your international government, that's what these people are all about, threatening violence and actually using it. They usually only need the threat.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of the punks down at, you know, the skate park. I'm not afraid of the North Koreans. I'm not afraid of these scary governments around the world. What is the biggest threat to my freedom are the people calling themselves government at all levels, state, federal, and local. Those are the people that, you know, that we have something to be frightened of. They're the ones that are willing to burn down your house if you don't pay them their extraction.
That's absolutely right. And there's a line in the movie, I don't know if the movie's kind of old. The Patriot, it came out on the 4th of July, you know, maybe...
Yeah. Mel Gibson?
15 years ago or something like that.
Jesus, is that long?
There's an excellent line in there by, I can't recall the character's name, but it's Mel Gibson. In a question about when they're trying to form the United States, and he says, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away?
It's a brilliant question, and John, I thank you for the call. Let's continue and talk to, I believe, this someone who claims to be Randy Weaver. Randy, listening to KGEZ in Montana, are you the real Randy Weaver?
Well, I'm one of the real Randy Weavers. I've met several, actually, on the road.
Oh, so you are not the Randy Weaver from Ruby Ridge?
Even though there is
Ruby Ridge. I am.
You are that Ruby. Okay, so you were at... If so,
I'd like to say my condolences to Vicky. I'm very sorry about what happened.
We had the pleasure of meeting you, actually, when you were visiting the Ed Brown household up here in New Hampshire for the picnic.
I figured maybe I had, and Ian and Mark.
Yep.
Which one am I talking to now?
Both. I'm Ian, and he's Mark.
I'm Mark.
Okay. That guy that just hung up, I couldn't say it any better. And you guys got it figured out. And at the first caller that I heard today, he kept asking you, don't you drive on roads? Don't you drive on roads? And you should be willing to pay your taxes, right? Oh, I mean, you should have told him the gas tax is supposed to pay for the roads, but they steal that.
I tried to mention it, but I think he was talking as I mentioned it. So, you know, what
talking
can
you do? Over you, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
That's how it works.
It's that, how simple that is, but. Yeah, this other just fellow, that last one that was on.
But, you know, before you go on, Randy, you could also point out that the roads, the government roads really stink. I mean, they're just awful. So and not only have they been paid for, but they've been paid for over and over again, and they still are in just awful, awful condition around here. I don't know how they are there in Kalispell, but around here, they're just, it's terrible.
We're getting an awful lot of nice new cameras, though.
Yeah.
Spiffy new cameras.
They'll probably raise the tax next year for those, too. But most taxes, they're never going to, you know, they keep adding new kinds of taxes and stuff just to pay for the bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to, you know, if you buck that, boy, that's going to hurt their paycheck. And that's what they're complaining. I say fire all the suckers and start over with nothing, and we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to have a government. I mean, it's always this centralized command and control, we own you mentality, us versus them. Let's just go to the free marketplace. Let's evolve past this this barbaric idea of governments and evolve to, we don't need to revolve, which would be to start over and start from scratch. Let's just evolve past the idea of governments and interact with one another 100% on a voluntary basis. I mean, that's what most of us do. Regular people like you and I interact with one another 100% voluntarily. It's just the people calling themselves government and the handful of other criminals out there that don't interact voluntarily.
Right. And, you know, I was raised a Christian and a real strong one, of course. And over the years, through all my studies, I'm a full-blown atheist now. And it's from studying and reading, and you can figure it all out. But the Bible itself is just a rehash and stories and laws and things to abide by, things you should do or shouldn't do, from stories and civilizations from maybe millions or billions of years before, and it's in a new form. But there's the old Israelites, they didn't have a king, and they wanted a king. So
really bad.
They went to their leader, Samuel, and said, we want a king. Well, you see, they all had their families, and that was each had their own little government, and the patriarch of the family, he was the head of that little government, each one, but they wanted a centralized king so they could pay their taxes and send their boys off to the wars, which Samuel said they'd have to do. And he gave him Saul. I think Saul was the first one that Samuel said, okay, you can have Saul. And that started it, you know, as far as what I call the Semitic people. You can study that out too, how it's different from the Jewish people, but we won't get into that. But they got what they wanted. They got the king, and so he started taxing them. He drafted their men in to go fight wars that they didn't need to fight and all that.
You know, at least they asked for it. I mean, if that's how it all went down, I don't
claim
to be a scholar.
Every one of them didn't ask for it.
Oh,
in the
really?
Same way, you know.
Oh, so it wasn't 100%?
In the same way,
oh,
we're going to get the president, the majority of the people that go out and vote ask for.
Great points. Yeah, I'm not interested in consenting anymore, and I think that the more people that join us in withdrawing consent, the more illegitimate this government will become as they continue to crack down and show themselves for what they truly are, and that is a violent gang of criminals. And Randy, thank you for the call tonight. We
Thanks
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Talk about a man that has real personal experience with the tyranny of these good intentions, these statists that just believe they know best how you should live your life, and if you disagree, they're willing to hurt you and destroy your family and destroy your livelihood if you don't agree with them. Who are they anyway? They're just strangers. They're just dangerous people threatening us with violence. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
You know, the world is full of tragedy, earthquakes and floods, tsunamis, what people call in insurance acts of God. Do you think it's really fair to tag him with all that tragedy?
Well, some people seem to think it is. It's really sad that God gets that kind of notoriety for earthquakes and hurricanes. But I think, to me, the things that speak most of God's work in creation is people who are giving themselves fully and freely to help make him known in the world. I know a gal in the Sudan, born with one leg, who over there opened an orphanage and suddenly had 80 kids to care for. That's God moving in the culture.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain and tragedy and difficulty out there. But to make God the author, I think, is to profoundly mischaracterize who he is.
He's certainly not the one orchestrating the tragedy. He's the one out to rescue us from all the places where this world is broken.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness, comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep, so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231, we're in the middle of talking about obligations in the government and what it really is, which, of course, is a group of men and women doing business at the threat of violence. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy them on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you only get us Saturdays on your local radio station, you've missed a bunch of moments because we do it six nights a week. So go download the show right there from the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And better yet, call your local station and thank them for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask them to air the rest of the show during the week.
I've been taking diet pills for the last 2 weeks. Last night I had a couple of bratwursts and a raspberry milkshake. By milkshake, I mean with ice cream.
Mm.
And today during
ice cream yogurt or real ice cream?
Real ice cream.
Okay.
I don't think you're allowed to say milkshake without it being
gotcha.
In fact real ice cream from an advertising standpoint. And today at the movie, I had a whole big ounce of the sour gummy worms.
They've been large.
Yeah. I'm not changing my lifestyle in the least. Just taking these diet pills. I've lost 4 pounds already in 2 weeks, and I recommend you take them. Dex-C20. As a matter of fact, they're manufactured right in Tampa, Florida, actually, Largo. Dex-C20. You can get them at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, any of those places. Or you can check out diet.freetalklive.com and see them there.
We go to your phone calls. You bring up anything to Anthony listening in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hello?
Hey, we're here. So are you.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I hear you guys. Just was wondering about the first 1,000 pledge. Has everybody moved in there already?
Not quite. You're referring to the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 people moving all to New Hampshire in order to be liberty activists so we can hopefully achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's a wonderful, brilliant idea, and the first 1,000 pledge is the first 1,000 people that have pledged to move by the end of 2008. So I believe that there are over 500 people in state as of right now.
The number counter is on the website. You have to remember your password from whenever you signed up, and it could be years. I don't think I have, in fact, signed up on the number counter thing. I believe that the vast majority of the first 1,000 are here. There's all kinds of people moving in. We get word of them all the time. I don't think the counter can be relied on.
All right, because I signed up for the next 1,000. I hope to be there in 3.5 years or so.
Cool. Very good. Well,
thank
we
you.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Anthony?
After listening to some of those calls from Florida, it just irritates me, especially the guys with the taxes. That's why I'm leaving.
Yep, I heard that.
They're in my area. That's what I got to deal with.
It's good to be gone. I don't miss it. I will tell you that. Thanks, Anthony, for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We continue. Greg is listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Greg, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, fantastic. Hey, in the hours, the 7 to 8 hour, you guys are awesome. I have just now actually listened to you for the first time, and I'm going to lock you in. I got it with the property taxes. I got a question about that as well, because if you don't mind me going back to that subject.
No, by all means, Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything, so go ahead.
Fantastic. My wife and I are, we have no children, so we call ourselves happily married, yet we have to actually pay a school tax as part of our property taxes. It actually itemizes what the taxes are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay a school tax if we don't have any kids.
You know,
Mark, you want to handle this one?
I actually do have a child. He's 4 months old, and he will never go to a government school. And I don't see any reason why I should have to pay this either. As a matter of fact, any money that I have to pay for property taxes, and up here in my town, almost 70% of the taxes go to the school, because, you know, it's a rural place. Well, how come I have to pay to send other people's kids to school, but the money you're taking from me could have gone to the education of my kid? Do you want to spit in his face,
there you
too?
Go. There. I happen to live in a private gated community, and we pay a homeowners association dues, which are more than our taxes, but the roads are maintained. They're impeccable.
Yeah.
It includes water, cable, the guys come pick up the garbage. We never have a problem with that.
You consented to that. I mean, when you went into the neighborhood,
yes.
You understood.
Right. But, I mean, it covers things that I can actually see. And we had a couple hurricanes in here. Hey, this is Florida. And the insurance took care of everything. It was great. I could see my money actually working. But when I pay for my property taxes, I don't really see my money going where I want it to go.
No, it goes where the bureaucrats
I don't know how that works.
It goes wherever arbitrary, you know, place the bureaucrats decide capriciously to put your money. And you really don't have a say over it. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Get this. I called, there's this show on here in Keene, New Hampshire in the mornings on Saturdays called Talk Back, and it's usually hosted by some of the city, so-called city councilors. And they're nice people and everything. They really believe in what they're doing. It's just that what they're doing is they're threatening people if they don't play along with their game. And I asked them, you know, well, what are you going to do as more people keep moving here and decide to just not participate in your system anymore. What are you going to do about that? And there was like this, a couple seconds of silence. And then one of them piped up and said, this is a very representative government. You can come to our meetings and you can put your ideas in. This is representative. So he never answered my question because, that would mean he'd have to admit to being a violent man or at least tacitly supporting violence. So instead he just obscures and talks about how great his little government is. Well, I don't think it's great, and I don't want it. Now, I do want fire protection. I'm willing to pay for fire protection. I like having the roads cleared. I'm willing to pay to have the snow cleared off the road.
With the private firefighters, hey, the fire department decides to go private, and they say, hey, look, we'll take care of the fires in your neighborhood, but you need to pay us X amount of dollars a year. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, you can send them a bill. The fact is, most of the fire responses are not, in fact, for fire at all. They're for people with injuries and that kind of thing. The ambulance sends you a bill. If the helicopter comes to medvac you up to Tampa General, there's a bill for that. Why doesn't the fire department give a bill instead of just randomly giving out, or not randomly, but just a blanket check from everybody?
And like you said earlier, the government mandated that the hospitals have to treat you. So they try to get as much money from you any way possible as they can,
Yep.
Yeah, it's a big
mandated
mess.
By the government. They have to treat you.
Greg, I want to thank you for your call tonight. Welcome to the program, and stick with us. We appreciate you being out there. Let's continue and talk to Steiner, listening in Montana to KGEZ. Hello, Steiner.
Hello, Steiner. Good day.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, a little property tax is great to hear Sir Randy Weaver.
Yeah, apparently he's one of your neighbors up there in Kalispell.
I guess, didn't know, but the Duke that actually stood up to the tyranny.
Sure enough.
With one hell of a price. I'd hate to see how that scenario would go down today versus then. It wasn't good then, but I can't picture it being better by today's standards. But anyway, we had a couple of interesting things. Of course, I kind of miss these inane phone calls, like from your first couple of callers, which is why there was so much free talk controversy in the neighborhood here. But you just get the feeling that we're so screwed.
people, that's what they want you to feel. They want you to feel defeated.
These people bought in. They know. And they so we're so screwed. We're just going to take it, But we had a real icky situation here about 5 years ago with a college that wanted to double in size and a high school. And the high school wasn't really the one, but there was a private lawsuit filed, and the court systems put this off. They
there is never any way to get real justice out of this system. Lee, I thank you for the call, Steiner, 800-259-9231. There's just no way to get justice out of a system where the deck is stacked against you from day one. They own the courts. It's their prosecutor. It's their judge. You want them to do something for you? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can call in toll free and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about.
Well worth the visit.
Yeah, again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's Innerknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at Innerknobs.com. Let's go, ladies, first to Cindy, listening to 970 WFLA in Florida. Hello, Cindy.
Yes, good evening. I enjoy listening to your show.
Great.
And a lot of the comment, it's really made, it's, you know, you don't have to think about it, it's just common sense. Yes, with the government, this started, if we know, go back to history, this started from the new creation, which is Genesis. And we can see with Abraham, which is the foundation of the old world. Every religion brings in Abraham, and he was the first one who came up with money, because it was bartering. And when his wife died, and the people, they gave him free land so as to bury his wife, he said, no, I'll pay for it. So they just use money. The old thing, if you look in the Bible, the system of the world, you will see that it's the Bible is a blueprint for it. They tell lies all along the way. They tell lies, and then they call it story. that they call it Bible story. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and see how the government said they are trying to help the poor, but they only use the poor so as to satisfy their greed.
Yep, great point.
Justify it.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is what they do. I mean, the government people, especially the people calling themselves Democrats, they pander to the idea that, well, you need government because we're here to help the poor people. But in fact, what they do is they just take a huge chunk off the top of the taxes that come in.
When it comes to welfare, it's 70% of the welfare dollar goes to pay for the paychecks of middle-class bureaucrats that distribute it.
It depends on the program. It could be as low as 60%, Mark.
Understood.
But it's an incredible overhead.
But trying to find a charity that has an overhead like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so they just use
And America,
it.
The most generous country that has ever existed. We give money to everybody. We want people to be taken care of and to have good lives, and we're right. going to support people. We don't need this inefficient, bureaucratic organization that actually withholds from the people that need it and gives it to people that don't.
I'm
sure that there are people that need it that get it, but in a lot of cases, there aren't.
Well, I can make my own decision as to which charitable organizations deserve my hard-earned money and which ones don't. But when the government is involved, they make all the decisions for me, and I don't even get to think about it because they're going to take my money and they'll spend it however they want to spend it. And they use they use poor people as an excuse to expand their power and their purview. And, of course, then if they hand a few bucks back to some people, then they can guarantee votes for themselves on into the future. What is it they say about democracy once the people realize they can vote themselves largesse from the Treasury? It's over.
It's over.
Yeah. Well, democracy was a bad idea to begin with, but that's certainly a pointed statement.
I think that democracy is superior to, like a king.
I think it's debatable.
A bad king.
Okay, that's debatable.
See, no, it's not. It's not
it's a bad king.
When
yeah.
it's a bad king, see,
okay.
democracy takes some of the really rough edges off of tyranny, but it only just takes some rough edges off of it. And I think it's time. It's time to try something new. We've had republics throughout history, and none of them have made it more than two or 250 years.
Yep. Let's continue with your calls and talk to David in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, David.
Hey, hello. I think the consent factor has a problem. Our consent is subjugated by the economic system that we use to survive, through the banks. And the banks are really like the oil companies, and we're hooked on their gas to use our cars, which represents freedom to us. They got us thinking our cars are freedom. We got, and 52% of the people work for the government, and they're married to people that work for the government, and they double dip.
Let me clarify. David, before you go on, let me clarify that 52%, that number that you're talking about would be people that are contracted with the government also.
Indirectly or directly through,
correct.
Subcontractors and everything. And we're $34 trillion in debt to these pensions. Now, these people get to their pension year 19, and then stuff happens, and they don't want to get their pension in trouble, so they turn their eyes away, and they don't blow the whistle. They don't say what's going on because they're going to lose it. We're held our economic system, to buy a house, you got to go 30 years into debt. That means you got to get a job, and to get a job, you need the W-4 form. See, the government is so intertwined.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
you need a license to get a business going. You need this and that. So our consent is conquered. The way you remove your consent is you take your money out of the bank. You don't use the car. You don't use their gas. You don't use their Biden.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that point, Dave. I don't think that that me driving from point A to point B is in any way consenting to be ruled by other people.
Well, you're on their roads, and then they
but
say,
they're not their roads, Dave.
And
here's why.
You
David,
use our roads. You give them the chains to lock you up.
I understand what you're saying. They're violent people, and they're going to lock me up for whatever reason
they want to lock me up for, okay?
But as far as their roads is concerned, Dave,
you've got to put them out of business.
You put them out of business by stopping paying them. That's how you put them out of business, by stopping consenting to being ruled. And let me explain to you the road issue, Dave.
Man, it's the almighty dollar. The government got it.
I support
it. The lady was saying, it's like the lady was saying, to have your sins forgiven, you must bring a sacrifice to the church and then to the temple.
The dollar is definitely a problem. There's no doubt.
And now you got to bring the sacrifice of your
to the
bank so that you may survive. And then you got to give tribute every month to the insurance company so you can access their
David, thank you for the call. Sounds like you're getting a call waiting. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What I wanted to add there, but he was really passionate, so I couldn't break it in, but what I wanted to add was that when they say it's their roads, sorry, no. They're no more their roads than the mob is the mob's money when they steal it from you. So when a thief comes and steals something from your house, it's not his bicycle, it's not his television set, it's still your television set. So just because the thief goes out, pawns the item, gets the cash, and goes and buys some crack rock, that doesn't mean that it's his crack rock. He acquired that property illegitimately. So all the things the government claims is theirs is not theirs at all. It's just a plot of land or a building or a car or whatever being occupied by somebody who's claiming it's theirs, but they have no real legitimate claim to it in that they didn't get it through voluntary consensual transactions. So that was the point I was trying to make there. 800-259-9231. But I do agree with him that the dollar is a problem, because as long as we're all passing around this government-issued currency, these greenbacks, we are essentially being a part of their system. And I think a real big solution to getting liberty in our lifetime again is to moving towards gold and silver and other value-backed currencies and shifting away, transitioning away from using the government's debt notes.
That's what they call agorism.
Let's continue and talk to Preston, listening to WXNT. Preston, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Preston?
I just want to tell you I'm a first-time listener and, of course, a first-time caller. I happen to be traveling through Indy, and I picked you guys up. And I just want to thank you for being a fresh breath of fresh air.
And I want to thank you and put you on hold here. If you've got more to say, I want to bring you back here in moments more with Preston, if he hangs on, and your calls as well. We are nailed to the clock, of course. This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule has been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex C20.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa. Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask you to become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. And unlike those other radio talk show hosts' subscriptions that they have, you get everything on our website for free up front. So this is above and beyond all that. This is if you really want to help Free Talk Live out, because we take that money and reinvest it and get on more radio stations around the country. And we're supposed to be on in Brattleboro tonight, but I haven't confirmed that. So we'll say hello officially to them next week. But always adding new affiliates here to our roster at Free Talk Live. And it's really, number one, because of the amplifiers.
It's true.
Because we have over around 500 people sending us anywhere from 3 to, some people, a lot more than 3.
Yeah, unlike those radio talk show hosts out there that have the little subscription programs where they sell you all the stuff, we use all the money that we get from the amplifier program to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Doesn't go in anybody's pocket. It doesn't go to paychecks. It doesn't go to strippers and cocaine. None of that stuff.
As much as you might like it to, Mark, unfortunately it doesn't. But it does go to benefit this show and get Free Talk Live into more ears so more people can hear good, positive talk about liberty and freedom again, which you just don't get anywhere for the most part on the radio. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. By the way, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get involved with that. We talk back to Preston in Indy, listening to WXNT. Preston, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, again, I just wanted to thank you guys for being a breath of fresh air. Your logic is impeccable. You're using your brain, which it's so refreshing to hear that. And aside, my heart goes out to Randy Weaver, who the tech work example of what can happen. Like I say, you guys are the true patriots of this country.
Thank you for that, because there are some people that would say the exact opposite.
Right, we're bad Americans.
Right, we're bad
because we don't like the government.
Exactly.
Because I want to secede, I'm a bad man.
Freedom of speech, even if I don't agree with, which I do, but even if I do not agree with you, you have to recognize the First Amendment, that the freedom of speech, and that everyone has the right to say what they want to say. One thing, though, that was that about the taxes, that, you know, where you're taking the taxes, if you don't pay your taxes for a public good, how about the situation with where they take your taxes to pay off private corporations such as Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Bear Stearns?
Yeah.
What in the heck is going on there?
That's corporate
wealth. How about
the
situation where the government can take your property to put a shopping mall up?
Sure, sure. All of that. I mean, it's all government theft, and when government is stealing a little bit, it ends up stealing a lot. So they initially
started out to steal.
Right. They started out with the whole idea of eminent domain, where the government was saying, well, we're only going to take your property from you if we want to build a road or a park or something like that. And that's egregious and awful and bad, and I oppose it on its face. But because they got away with that for so long, inevitably government does what it does best, and that's expand and get more intrusive and more expensive, and they decided to just start taking property and giving it to their buddies in private industry.
It's for everybody's own good because we'll have a larger tax base.
Wait a minute.
It's for the public good. Then it's fine.
Well, wait a minute, Mark. Check in on New London, Connecticut, where the very infamous court case at this point was decided that the Supreme Court did back up the governments around the country, and the Supreme Court gave them carte blanche permission to steal people's property for private use. Well, look at that story and see what the latest is. The latest is the big planned development hasn't gone anywhere. It's just the entire neighborhood that they stole people's houses out from under is completely decimated. And they have the actual project that was originally planned.
Just laying there.
It's just on hold for now. So all those people were thrown out of their homes and, for nothing on top of everything else. But again, even if it was for a park, I would still object to it because if it's your property, you shouldn't have to sell it to people calling themselves government.
Well, I'm afraid that, you know, what you're professing is kind of like spitting in the wind. I don't think until something happens to where financially, the average American wakes up and goes, oh, man, this is not right.
Yeah.
I've been talking the talk like you guys have been talking to my friends and family and relatives for years with about the same result, you know.
Here's what I would suggest. Preston, I know you're brand new to the show. Keep listening. We're on every Saturday night whenever there's no sports
definitely.
There in Indy.
I'm definitely going to try to find it at my local. I happen to be just traveling. I'm originally from Illinois. But
Okay. Go to freetalklive.com. That's where our website is. You can find radio affiliates there. Just download MP3s. But definitely join us online at freetalklive.com. And when you get a chance, when you're at your computer, go to freestateproject.org. If you're looking for that solution, if you're as frustrated as I once was, this is an idea that is bringing 20,000 liberty-loving people from around the world together in New Hampshire to where we can stand together against this tyranny and actually live free for the first time ever. I thank you for the call, Preston, and look forward to hearing from you again in the future. 800-259-9231. Again, that's freestateproject.org. As we continue, we will talk to Mitch, listening to WSJN in Michigan. Hello, Mitch.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, all right, cool.
You gotta turn down your radio or it will confuse you. I promise you that.
All right, thanks, bro.
Excellent. So what's on your mind tonight, Mitch?
You said you were going to move up to New Hampshire, right?
Already there. Broadcasting from Keene.
I'm not really getting what you're saying by living free in liberty. Could you explain that to me?
Well, that's a great question. And what's happening here is there's various different sorts of activism going on. The Free State Project only exists to move liberty-loving people to New Hampshire. And when I say liberty, I mean we don't want to aggress against our neighbor. We may think that you should do certain things in your life, but we're going to try to persuade you if we think that you should change your behavior. Most people would say, well, there ought to be law, and then they'd, you know, bring the government people in to force you to live life in a certain way, to force you to do certain things you might not want to do, or to force you to not do things that you might want to do.
We're not talking about laws about people hurting each other or people threatening each other. We're talking about laws where people don't hurt each other, and there's still these laws out there.
Right.
For instance, not paying your taxes. I've hurt no one. Or smoking marijuana. I've hurt no one.
Right. So we want you to be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else. That, to me, is what liberty is all about, where you get to make your own choices, and there's not somebody telling you what to do at the threat of violence, which is what governments are. And
so is it you helping yourself or the people helping the people?
You can help yourself and people can help you. Whoever wants to help you on a voluntary basis, that's fine. It's just that if you've got a good idea, it turns into a bad idea when you try to force people to fund it, which is what government
living
primarily
does. Living free doesn't mean you get to live for free. Living free means that you live without other people telling you what to do as long as you don't hurt or threaten other people.
Right. So does that answer your question?
All right. So is there a form of, like, there's got to be some form of government in there then. I mean, sort of like a punishment, say, if I did do something wrong then, right?
Well, yeah, of course there would be somebody to bring you to justice for that because that's what the marketplace would demand. I'm simply talking about replacing these coercive government functions that we all take for granted that the government supposedly has to do, like roads and police protection and things like that. And I'm talking about shifting those over into a more market-based paradigm. Mark, on my other co-host
right,
here,
I
would say differently.
I wouldn't say that we need to get rid of police or roads tomorrow, but I do. It's crazy to me that I should have to pay to send other people's kids to school when I'm not even sending my kid to a public school.
So, again, what I wanted to point out, so the other thing that's going on is people are moving here to New Hampshire that love liberty so much they're willing to literally uproot their lives and move here in pursuit of it. So we're seeing political activism. People are running for office and doing that sort of stuff. That doesn't excite me too much. But we're also seeing stuff like civil disobedience and non-cooperation where people are just deciding to go ahead and live free. And then whatever the government does to them, we're going to stand together in those incidents. For instance, next week, one of our friends here in Keene is going to court because he was driving around without a government driver's license. They caught him at it. They arrested him, and now he's going to court. This is not the first time that things like this have happened. And, you know, we'll go in on Tuesday morning, and none of us will stand up when...
legally healthy enough to operate a motor vehicle.
No, it doesn't actually. The driver's license is a big joke.
Come on, when was the last time you took a driver's test?
Yeah, look, a blindfolded monkey could pass the government driver's test. Really what the driver's license is an obedience card. It shows that you've bowed down to the state and paid your, you know, 30 pieces of silver or whatever it is they were demanding from you.
Can I ask you two guys a question?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Do you have driver's licenses?
Unfortunately, I do at this point.
I find it really interesting that I have to pay taxes for the roads, so then I must own them, and then they license me in order to drive on them. Don't you think that's weird?
Yeah, like, I do still have the driver's
license.
People
that, for instance, can't drive on the roads, they still have to pay for them.
I still have the government driver's license, but it's from Florida, so I haven't gone and jumped through the New Hampshire government people's hoops, and I won't. I won't register the car here. And I'm getting closer and closer to just deciding to going and driving without a license, but government license. But what we are doing in the meantime is there's someone who's designing an alternate sort of private identification.
I don't know if I'm going to be interested
in
this.
I understand you're not, but I am. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. So we're looking at sort of replacing the government permit, the government license, with a private alternative that actually does have some level of legitimacy to it in that you've tested, and you've tested above the government level of competency. So we're coming up with private alternatives to these government mandates. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.